stop repression in Hong Kong and China. Thea Sherif. On the 1st of January 2018, 10,000 people marched through the streets of Hong Kong against the increasingly authoritarian rule of the regime. In August 2017, 16 young activists who were prominent figures in the 2014 pro-democracy umbrella movement were arrested and sentenced to jail by the Hong Kong courts, which themselves have been politically manipulated by the government. The attacks have gone hand in hand with the ousting of 6 elected opposition legislators from Hong Kong's parliament. But the Hong Kong regime is not acting alone. Fearing the threat of an overspill of the pro-democracy movement into the mainland, the Chinese dictatorship is increasing its pressure to the Hong Kong government to press on with the repression of the movement. Even more seriously, the ground is increasingly being prepared for the introduction of new national security legislation, known in Hong Kong as Article 23, which would make it a criminal offense to oppose the Chinese dictatorship and threaten to outlaw Socialist Action, the Socialist Party's sister party, in Hong Kong. The legislation, which Beijing originally tried to introduce in 2003, was scrapped in the face of mass opposition, the apex of which was the 1st of July 2003 demonstration, which saw an estimated 500,000 people march through the streets of Hong Kong. In the current situation, however, with the democracy movement seemingly pushed back, the Chinese regime is emboldened and is seeking revenge for its defeat in 2003. Despite these outrageous attacks, across the globe, pro-democracy capitalist governments turn a blind eye to the trampling over Hong Kong's hard-won democratic rights. Here in Britain, the Tories seem more concerned with keeping on the Chinese dictatorship's good side, to court even more Chinese trade and financial deals. Campaign. In 2018, these political trials will only continue, and dozens, possibly hundreds, of democracy activists will face jail. Stop repression in Hong Kong and China is an international campaign initiated by socialist and left organizations, including Socialist Action, to defeat this crackdown on democratic rights. It has launched an online petition and open letter, calling for the release of the 16 jailed pro-democracy activists and the reinstatement of the 6 disqualified opposition legislators. There is no hope of any pro-democracy Western government speaking up on behalf of the workers and youth in Hong Kong. Only by mobilizing mass support internationally from the labor movement, trade unions and the working class can these attacks be exposed before worldwide opinion. Sign the petition, take it to your union local union branch and build the campaign of international solidarity to push back the repressive measures of the Chinese and Hong Kong regimes. Visit stopcrepression.net to find the petition and other campaigning materials.